Good to be here. Yeah, it's been good signing class so far. We're still working, but like all these guys, we got some good players coming in, replacing guys we're going to leave and filling some spots in these ever changing times with the roster and everything that's going on. But we're really excited about all these guys.
And then defensively speaking, you can see that we were trying to add some good youth to our defensive line group and some height and size, which I think we did a great job of there. We've added some linebackers that I think would be very good players moving forward. Last year, we did sign a bunch of safeties, so we were not really in that market for this recruiting class. And then we are looking to, like Coach Roderick said, just bolster the roster maybe with a transfer or two. And the way the portal works, you never quite know what's going to be available next week, but we wanted to save a few spots for that just in case the right guys were available that we felt could add to our roster.
Great. Thank you, coaches. We'll start with questions for Coach Roderick. Jared Lloyd, if you want to start, and then Mitch.
This is kind of a question that goes to both of you guys, because it's about recruiting philosophy. And Jay, you touched on this, and we've talked about it before, but I'm just wondering how your approach to recruiting, both of you guys, has evolved with the increased usage of the portal and trying to find the balance of new guys versus experienced guys. I'm just curious how both of you guys have kind of evolved in that sense as you're looking at bringing guys into your respective units.
Well, defensively speaking, I would still prefer to bring in freshmen that are great fits at BYU and then develop them the right way and then fight like crazy to keep those guys that have made plays for us that we know everything about, try to keep those guys here intact. There's always going to be things that occur, either injuries or guys decide to hit the portal or guys decide to declare for the NFL draft, where there's going to be some holes. And that's where the portal can really help you, as to go out and maybe find a guy, an experienced guy that's played more reps at the college football level, that can come in right away and play. But I just really believe strongly that those guys have to be good fits for BYU and good fits for what we're trying to do in our scheme, because not every portal guy that gets taken out there goes right in and plays at the schools that they're going to. There's a lot of mistakes made, and we want to be really careful of taking the right guys.
Mitch Harper?
Yeah, for Coach Roderick. Coach, what were the areas of need that you and your offensive staff focused on in this cycle?
Yeah, we got a little bit of everything. We didn't have any one position where we were going to be extremely deficient this year. So we signed a few offensive linemen, signed a few tight ends, a couple running backs, a receiver, one quarterback athlete guy in Nolan Keeney. So we didn't have a one drastic area. Like Jay said, last year they had to sign a bunch of safeties. This year they didn't. We were kind of just this year just a little bit of everything. A few of these guys will go on missions, a few of them won't. So we feel like our overall roster is in really good balance. We're a young team right now, and we have a lot of good players returning next year. And so there wasn't any real drastic needs anywhere for immediate help.
You said in your opening statement that still working, you came into the day with a verbal commit from a player. Are you expecting to get that signing a little bit at some point today or during this early period?
I don't know what you're talking about. I can't comment on anybody that hasn't signed with us. But there are still recruits we're working on, always. We're always recruiting. It never ends.
Thanks, Mitch. Go ahead, Jared.
Aaron, what difference does NIL make in recruiting these days? How big does it play into the discussions with guys?
Well, NIL, it's not going away. It's a huge part of recruiting now. And the nice thing is we're not really involved in those conversations necessarily about that stuff. We can now turn that over to other people. But it's a big part of recruiting for sure. And it's not going away ever. So we just have to find the right balance there of, NIL is going to be important, rev share is going to be important. But then you also still have to find the right people with the right character, the right fit, both for the university and for the schemes that we run. And so all those things are factors that you have to consider.
Let's go with Jay Drew, and then another question from Mitch.
Aaron, is there an L.J. Martin in this group, a guy that can step in and contribute right away on offense?
That's hard to say. That's hard to predict. You know, even with L.J., we thought L.J. could play as a freshman, but you never really know for sure. And every year, I think sometimes there's always a freshman or two that surprise you and that are more ready than you think. And some years, there's one you think might be ready that isn't. I think it's just that's part of the development process. You never really know for sure. But we will always be open to freshmen playing for us if they're ready. And I know, like, we had a few guys that have played early in their careers on both offense and defense the last couple of years, and that will continue to be the case. And like Jay said, on offense, I agree with his philosophy. We're on the same page 100% that we want to keep bringing in young players every year and building our program around them. And then the transfer portal is merely a tool to replace an immediate need that you have that maybe was unforeseen. You know, a player leaving for the NFL or a player that transfers or an injury, that type of thing. And we don't want wholesale portal, transactions going on every year. It should be just filling in a gap or two each year. And the rest of our team should be developing these young guys that we sign, that we sign out of high school.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Coach Roderick, with the expected 105-man rosters next year, do you now have certain numbers as far as each position group? For example, like what would be the number at quarterback that you guys are kind of forecasting for next season if with the 105-man roster?
Yeah, that's a great question, and the term uncharted territory gets overused, I think, in this world. But that is truly something that's going to be interesting to see. You have 134 teams that are going to be having to cut their rosters down quite a bit, and there's going to be some massive shifts in player movement and stuff this year that's truly unprecedented. So what's going to happen, I think, at most position groups is you're going to just, 105, that's about 20 less players than usual. You're going to see each position group carrying one or two less players than they have in the past. When you spread that out across the whole team, that's about what it's going to equal out to. So for each position group, it won't be a massive shift. When you add it up, though, it's pretty big change. It's a pretty big hit to your roster. But, I would see us, carrying four quarterbacks instead of five or six. Maybe you carry a fifth at times. It's going to be right now we've been carrying four on scholarship and two walk-ons. In the future, it's probably going to be more like three on scholarship and one walk-on, or maybe four on scholarship with no walk-ons, something in that range. But and then you also have to leave a little bit of flexibility there too, I think, for just best players available. If you're too rigid with those numbers, you could end up passing on a good player, a good quarterback or a good receiver or somebody just trying to stick to numbers. I think there's always a little bit of flexibility there for who the best players available are. And the one number you can't mess with too much, though, is O-line. You always have to have enough O-linemen to function, because there have to be five of those guys on the field every play. And, by the end of this season, we're playing Waylon at right tackle, he's a guard. He's never played tackle in his life, and he played really well. But the lineman depth is the most important thing to being good on offense.
And just to follow up on that, you mentioned walk-ons. Is the expectation still that 85 scholarship, 20 walk-ons? Is that kind of the operating thought right now at this moment?
I think Kalani's going to probably have to answer that, because I think everybody's still working their way through how that's going to work.
Thank
Is
you.
That how you see it the same way?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, questions from Sean Walker.
Yeah, for Coach A-Rod, you kind of touched on him a little bit earlier, but you guys did sign a quarterback in Nolan, and it seemed like you hinted at maybe leaving him open to potentially moving him around a little bit just because of his athleticism and whatnot. Can you just kind of expound on kind of what you see out of him and where you sort of see him fitting in?
Yeah, Nolan's a good quarterback. First of all, I'll just say that he's a good quarterback. He's a good passer. He's a big athletic guy that can run and make plays. And I just mentioned what a good athlete he is, though, because he is the type of guy that could, I mean, he could play a lot of different positions. He could be a quarterback. He could be a tight end. He could be an outside linebacker. And he probably, you know, he can do a lot of different things. He's a very, very good basketball player. Super athlete. We're really excited. He's a great fit for our program. We can't wait to get him here. And he will be leaving on a mission in a few months, but after his basketball season. But he's a very dynamic athlete.
Question from Jared Lloyd.
Kind of touching on what you were saying earlier, Aaron, what's the value of athletes with these roster cuts in the sense that having guys that potentially can move around? BYU's done that in the past, you know, guys going offense, defense, or doing different things, but does this even elevate that a little bit because of the, that might make versatility more valuable?
Well, yeah, Jay mentioned recruiting length on defense, and, you know, we do the same thing on offense. Try to recruit as many long-levered, fast athletes as you can, and then you figure out how to make a football team out of those guys. And sometimes if you get too stuck on what position each guy plays in high school, you can end up passing on some players that could have helped you. And so we're trying to sign, you know, as many, like I said, as many good athletes as we can. Length is super important in this game. And especially, you know, you play against these teams in the Big 12, you have to have length at every position. And so that's important. And then you do your best to get the best 11 players on the field on each side of the ball.
And another big picture of the question, both guys, both for both of you. We just barely went through senior day, which is kind of a chance to laud the achievements of the seniors and the guys that have been there for a while. The signing days are a chance to kind of anticipate what those guys can become during their time. How much fun is it to see these guys, you know, get this opportunity, sign and get these opportunities to work with them over the next few years?
Look at that.
Well, I mean, that's one of the most exciting things we do as coaches, right, is to sign these young players that we believe in and then develop them into what we hope they become. That's such a rewarding part of coaching. I've seen that with some of the guys that we're going to lose. To watch Blake Mangelson become what he became and have such a great year in the Big 12 like he did this year, or Tyler Batty, that's one of the most rewarding things we do as coaches. And this is every year we get this opportunity to be excited about a new crop of those guys, and that's the best part of our job.
Okay, we'll take a question from Sean Walker, and then I believe Mitch Harper has a question for Coach Hill.
Yeah, we can kind of throw this at both of you guys, because there are a couple of legacy recruits to BYU that you guys signed. One linebacker, obviously, in Tyler, and then a lineman. I'm not sure where Austin fits on the line, so we'll just say offensive lineman. But how important was it to be able to retain those types of players, especially when I know both of those guys had a lot of interest and a lot of offers from some pretty big-name programs, and it wasn't, you know, necessarily it was far from a guarantee, I think, that they wound up sort of following the family business, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of, I guess, legacy recruits over the years that have been good players here, you know, and that will probably continue to be the case in the future. You know, you don't just recruit guys, though, because their dad played here. You recruit guys because they're good enough to help us win in the Big 12. And there's been a lot of great players here and have kids playing football. And these guys were recruited here because they're very good players. They can help us win. And we're excited about them. You know, we had Blake Bryce is a tight end. His dad played here as well. I think that was, I don't know if you mentioned him, but we have a number of the guys like that in the program now. And we hope to have more in the future. But it's always based on the merits, though, of what the kid does on the field. It's not just because his dad was a good player here. So we want to give credit to these kids for doing their part to prove that they belong at this level.
Well, and I think another thing that's big with that is that these fathers that came to BYU and were great players themselves had such an unbelievable experience at BYU that I think a lot of those guys yearn for their kids to go to BYU to have a similar experience. And that's something that's pretty special about this institution, is just what it represents in the lives of so many of those players that did play here and the experiences they had. And hopefully moving forward, we can replicate that on a similar or even better scale with these players that just signed with us.
For Coach Hill, I wanted to follow up on asking you about Tyler Payne. When does he plan to matriculate, and your thoughts on the type of player career he had at Weber?
Well, we expected to get him going soon, and I thought he had a phenomenal year up at Weber. He's a really good athlete. I love his physicality and the way he plays the game. He plays the game at linebacker a lot like his dad did at punter, like just knocking the heck out of people. So I am super excited about him. I think he brings something to our linebacker room that's going to make the whole group better. And he represents another one of those kids that was here close to BYU and in our backyard in the state of Utah that we need to do a great job recruiting and continuing to get here at BYU. Our backyard is a high priority for us.